Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This chair is so loud. Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacking. Welcome to Talking Tofu, the pasta about. Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm David Streepy.
I'm Becky Streepy. This week on the show, we're eating two kinds of vegan Lindor truffles.
Yeah, let's just be upfront about what this is. This is a mini-sode. It will be clear from the length, if it pops up in anybody's feed at all, it will be clearly labeled.
Yeah.
Not really worth it.
It's a mini episode, everybody.
Not really worth listening to. But you know what? We made a promise. You're looking at me like I'm being sarcastic or doing a bit, but we made a promise to release things regularly.
We did.
A commitment. It's a commitment. So I have a dog who's like really needs my pet. I'm holding her paw right now because she needs it so badly.
Sweet baby.
She's just sitting here. Look at this.
Today, I've been working, but Dave has been getting ready to drive to Orlando, and yes. The dogs are not happy. They know what a suitcase is.
This episode is being recorded a couple of days before the Christmas, before the arrival of the Christ child and the claws. So we are getting ready to head down to Orlando, where I grew up, spend a few days there. You might get notes from the field next week. No spoilies.
Maybe.
No promises. Not making any promises. Do not have to keep them.
Not a promise made here.
Right. But yeah, you're gonna kick around in ATL for a little while, all by yourself.
I'm gonna be so sad and lonely.
Yeah, you're really laying it on. I don't think you are. Enjoy your little break from me. And the child. And you can be kind of your pre-me self. What was that Becky like? What was she into?
I have no idea. It was so long ago.
Okay.
It was like half my lifetime ago. Who knows?
Just tell me a couple facts. I could tell you facts about myself before we got together. I was a whole ass person.
What did I do? I just went out and partied all the time.
What did going out and partying entail for you? What did going out and partying entail for you? You put this chair here.
Do you want to go get a different one?
No. I want the Creeks to stay. The Creeks are as much a part of this. They're the third host of the podcast.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's fine. Awful. It's going to be fine.
It's great. It's so much editing.
Like us chewing into what we're about to chew into is going to sound more pleasant than the Creeks?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
I don't know. I would go out to bars. Dave came home with these truffles yesterday, and I have been just staring at them ever since, going, I want them. I've been looking desperately. I asked on the Lindt Instagram page. I said, where can I get these? No answer. No response. They're like, you're on your own. Young lady.
You're getting a little bit ahead of yourself.
Yeah, okay.
That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. Okay. I am going to go ice skating again tomorrow night.
Okay.
Very excited about that.
Uh-huh.
And I have a lot of escape plans. Basically, while the kid and Dave are in Orlando without me, I'm going to work all day, skate all night, and sleep late. Those are my plans. Right. That's all I got planned.
Well, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
What about you? How are you?
Well, I'll tell you that I'm playing Baldur's Gate 3 on the PlayStation 5, and it's a big, long game. I'm about 120, 130 hours into the game.
Oof.
And I'm still in the first act of 3, which I think is a long time to be in that act. But it's like Dungeons & Dragons, and you can explore every little thing, make all sorts of decisions that impact the world. And most importantly, you can rebuild your character, which I'm having a lot of fun doing. So what I just learned, I was about to finish Act 1 because I was like, this is ridiculous. You're spending too much time doing it. There's a whole 2/3 of the game is out there and you're just ignoring it. Because the thing is, like, once you do things, you can't go back.
Oh.
Events happen and things get closed off. So I want to mine every little nugget out of it that I can. So I was ready to move on. And then I thought, well, what if I was a thief? And what if I went around to all the people in this area and I picked their pockets?
Mm-hmm.
And I did that, and it was fun, and I was making lots of money and getting lots of cool gear that I didn't have to earn myself.
Mm.
So then I thought, well, what if I made him a better thief? And so then the long story short is that now it's a thief making mini game where I'm trying to make a really great thief. And then I'm going around to all of the characters in Act 1 and robbing from them.
Nice.
So probably going to be another 100 or so hours before actually move on.
Is it like you started over as a thief?
No, you have a character at your camp. He's an otherworldly character who for 100 gold, you can redo your character from level 1. Like whatever level you've achieved up to that point. So if I'm a level 6 fighter, I can go to this guy and give him 100 gold and they'll reset me to level 1 and I can pick any class and I can level him up to 6.
I see.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. That sounds fun.
Well, it's right over there. Whenever you're ready, it's great. Right over there.
This is Talking Toad News.
All right. Hey, this is Talking Toad News. This is a segment of the podcast where I pluck. I'm the one plucking. I'm the plucker. Pluck the headlines from the world of vegan news and present it for discussion. This one is from plantbasednews.org by Daniel Clark on December 15th, 2023. Vegan commercial to air before new Wonka movie. A vegan commercial will precede the major Hollywood film in a number of movie theaters. Now, Becky, you're familiar with the Wonka film.
Yes.
Right? Timothée Chalamet?
Sure.
Timothée Chalamet. It's the L is first.
Okay.
So get it right next time.
I will. Gosh, so embarrassed.
Beloved character, the Willy Wonka. But you might be a fan of the 1971 film starring Gene Wilder.
And I am.
Think to yourself, I wonder what happened before this.
Honestly, I have wondered that because he's in a very unique situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, questions answered. In theaters now. So
what is the vegan commercial for?
Well, great question.
Thank
I'm
you.
Getting to it. I know your time is valuable. I know you want to get out of here. So I'll just get back to the article. For what's thought to be the first time ever, a vegan commercial will air before a major Hollywood film at movie theaters across the United States. The commercial from Eat Differently will be shown before the new Wonka film in 1,800 movie theaters. Directed by BAFTA winner Alex Lockwood, it encourages people to adopt a plant-based diet.
So it's a commercial for veganism?
Well, let's find out. According to Eat Differently, the film mirrors the belief that we are all dreamers of the dreams and that every one of us can make a difference. The ad's theme, Lockwood says, is how artists can and do change the world. To reinforce that point, it brings together people from music, film, and art who are making a difference for animals and the planet. Famous vegans seen in the commercial include Billie Eilish and Joaquin Phoenix. He of the hat.
He of the hat. Billie Eilish, though, is vegan? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Article goes on to talk about vegan snacks you can eat at the movie theater. So a little bit of pad there towards the end. Hey, I get it. And as somebody who's like 80% pad, I sympathize. What are your thoughts?
I think this is very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially before a movie about eating a lot of candy.
Yeah.
I think it's nice to put that little bug in people's ear.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I saw Wonka this weekend. I did not see the commercial. So I'm not sure if it's like during Newvie, like the thing with the ads beforehand. It probably is. But it's not like in the trailer run, you know, which is the theater's part of the pre-movie.
I see. Okay.
So
still so cool. Hey,
cool nonetheless. And I'm already vegan, so I didn't need it. And I did yell loudly at people during the movie, we are also the dreamers of the dreams, and we can and do change the world. Go vegan.
That's what he did.
That's what I was doing. Yes.
He came home and was like, guess what I did?
Yeah, and you put your bonbons down and said, what?
This is Talking Toe News.
All right, let's get into it. So yeah, I was out and about.
Wait.
What?
Speaking of bonbons.
What?
Dave was out and about.
Speaking of Wonka, the whole... whole reason I did that.
Ooh, boy. Ooh, I'm in trouble. Dave's so mad.
What better introduction to our topic today than the news article about an ad that ran in front of a movie for everybody's favorite candy boy.
It's true.
Mr. Candy, they call him. Well, we're about to be Mr. and Mrs. Candy.
Yeah, we are.
And now, if I may.
Yes.
Okay. I was talking about bonbons.
Speaking of bonbons. Right.
Well, so I'm out and about yesterday running some errands for the family. One of those errands included a trip to Whole Foods where I brought back, oh my God, what's the name of the eggs? Wonder Eggs.
Wonder for the Eggs.
Family, which
we are
transformed the family.
We have a bad habit now that whenever any of us goes to Whole Foods, we buy a pack of Wonder Eggs and then bring them home and then we all immediately eat them.
Yeah, it's the fastest way to burn $9.
Yeah. If you could just take $9 and set it on fire,
yeah,
or you can buy this pack of Wonder Eggs, house them with your family.
Yeah, like they're gone so fast.
Immediately.
And when you're done, you're like, I spent that much money on that. It's great, but it's not smart. So I take a wrong turn coming back from the Whole Foods, which is surprising.
That is surprising.
I've lived here for a while.
Yeah, we've lived in this particular location a long time.
Well, let's... we can be kind, though, you know?
Agreed to disagree.
Be generous with what people are going through. But nonetheless, I took a wrong turn. I was in a slowdown traffic, and I passed a CVS. And I said, you know, I've seen stories that these vegan lint bottles. What are you doing?
I'm petting Bandit down here.
You're just like hunched over. And I can see like your shoulder moving back and forth.
I'm loving and, on Bandy.
You didn't stop. You've been doing it since Toe News. All the way back since Toe News.
He's so fluffy.
Yes, he is. He's very fluffy. So I had heard that these vegan lint balls were at CVS.
Do you need me to stop petting the dog?
Seeing those pictures served to tell me that they were out in the world.
Yeah.
And so I've had in my mind to keep an eye out for them everywhere we go.
I've been checking every single time I go anywhere that has lint products.
Have never had luck, but also never go to CVS.
Yeah.
So I was right next to a CVS. I said, hey, I'll turn in. The rain was starting. I was like, oh, it's not going to be pleasant to get out of this car, but I'll do it if it means getting these. So I go in. I get out of the car. I walk through the rain. I get to the doors of the CVS. CVS has those weird little prison door, like closet doors, where there's the doorway, and then there's like a bifolded door. You know what I mean?
It is like a closet door.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. But they're glass. Why do they do that,
though? I don't know. It's like they're just the same reason they've got carpet. Someone made a design choice.
Only at that place, and it's always a corner that serves as a door.
It is always a corner.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird. So I make it through that. It's tough, but I make it through that. Carpet is filthy.
The carpet at a CVS, I feel like it comes filthy. Yeah. I've been in new CVSs and the carpet looks filthy.
Yeah. Well, I push past that. And I start looking around. And lo and behold, separate from the other holiday candy.
Why?
In a little rack that you would miss if you were not looking for it. Is just the vegan Lint balls.
So weird. It's like they don't want them to sell.
Yeah. There's a whole Lint. Are they Lint or are they Linder?
I think Lint is the brand and Linder is the truffles. Linder okay. is what they call their line of truffles, okay. I'm pretty sure.
Well, I'll call them Linders because I don't like saying Lint.
So yeah, because it sounds like dryer Lint.
There's a whole section of Ghirardelli and Linder chocolate, holiday-themed chocolate. And then literally, like, other side of the store is this tiny little thing with just the plant-based oat milk Linder balls on there.
So weird.
So my point is kind of twofold. One, if you want these, go to CVS. Two, if you want these, maybe go to CVS this week because I do not think that this experiment is working. Whether it is bad merchandising, mm-hmm. whether they are there because they are not popular, whether they were on sale a week before Christmas.
Ooh, that's a bad sign.
So just if you want to experience this moment, experience it. Worst case scenario, you're overeager and it's here to stay. But best case scenario, it was worth, glad you did it because you can't have it anymore.
Yep.
So we should acknowledge the new year. We should acknowledge that this is coming out right before the New Year's holiday.
Yeah, New Year's is coming up in just a couple days for y'all.
Yeah, and that ball's going to drop.
The ball is going to drop.
And so I'm suggesting that we drop these balls into our mouths.
That's what I want to
do. Let's do it. So I got two of them.
Yeah, you did. He got Linder truffles made with oat milk and dark oat milk.
Yes.
So I've been petting the dog, so I think you should be distributing these.
Okay. All right, I'm opening the bag.
Yeah, you are. Which one is it?
This one is the milk chocolate.
Sweet.
So I'm pulling them out. They're all the same color.
All right.
This is fun. I'm already having fun. I know you're not enjoying this record, but I'm enjoying myself.
I love a Lindor truffle from way back, so I'm excited to eat one once again.
All right, the color here of the wrapping, because they're all differently wrapped based on what their flavor is. This one is a classy little green trim with leaves that has gold in the middle. Mm-hmm. And then Lindor in red.
It has that cereal smell that oat milk gives things.
I'm opening it up, and the chocolate looks chalky. Looks a little chalky to me.
A little chalky, but it looks like milk chocolate.
Okay. I've broken through the exterior. Easy to break through. There's a gooey middle. Filling my mouth. Filling my heart.
So like the Simple Truth truffles that we had last week, it's got the chocolate coating creamy inside. Not all truffles are coated in chocolate.
I got to tell you, this is an easier time than the what than the Kroger ones. Mm-hmm. These gave yielded their supple fruit.
Mm-hmm. Much more readily.
Eagerly. Mm-hmm. Ready for me to enjoy the inside.
I got to tell you, the flavor doesn't taste that special to me.
I like it.
I think it's fine.
I
think the texture's great. It's very sweet.
Maybe
I'll like the dark chocolate more because it'll be less sweet.
This is top level oat milk chocolate for me. Like, I can't think of a better oat milk chocolate execution, better tasting than this. I can think of a better value. Oh, yeah.
It was expensive.
Yeah, it was expensive, but it was on sale.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's just got that bit of a cereal flavor that you get from oat milk.
Okay, the dark chocolate.
That's why
ones,
they should use soy milk. Sorry.
Same. Oh, that's what this was just your little backseat soy milk protest. Mm-hmm. Okay, the same wrapper for the dark chocolate ones, with the exception that the Lindt Lindor is blue, not red.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm opening this up. I'm having fun. You're not enjoying yourself, but I'm having
fun. I am.
All right. Chalky again. Chalky part two. There's a etching happening on here, too. I can't tell if that's an intentional etching or just the world having its way with the soft chocolate.
This tastes the same to me.
Nothing dark about this chocolate.
Not dark.
This is, I would think that this was a manufacturing error.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why it was on sale.
Maybe. But you know what? I'm still having a blast. I'm still glad I did this.
After eating the second one, I'm in.
Yeah.
It does have that little bit of oat milk aftertaste, which I don't find unpleasant, just present.
Yeah.
And it was throwing me off. But the texture is great. The inside is like, the outside is like creamy chocolate, but like, it's like a creamy chocolate bar kind of chocolate. And then the inside, melt in your mouth, creamy truffle. I'm into it.
I bought 4 packages.
Yeah, you did.
Because again, I do not expect these to live very long in the world. We will be bringing these to Orlando. We will be pigging out on these. We will be having a festive candy time with festive candy, like you do.
Yeah, for sure.
Like the Omnis do.
That's right. So the milk chocolate one has almond butter in it.
All right.
So does the dark chocolate one. That's interesting. That's an interesting way to give it a little bit of creaminess.
In this picture, this chef is drizzling chocolate onto a truffle that is half the size of his face.
Yeah, that looks
huge.
It's like the size of an apple in this picture on the back of the bag.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd eat a truffle the size of an apple.
Oh, God.
Slice into it.
Wouldn't stop there. Have you seen this guy? Ay, ay, ay. So.
Ay, 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 indeed.
Ay, ay, ay. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 to 10 Timothée Chalamet.
Ooh, Dave.
How many Chalamets do you give it?
I would give it 10 Timothée Chalamets.
7 out of 10
Timothée Chalamets is what I would give this. Yeah. I think it's good. It's satisfying. Not the best vegan chocolate I've ever had, but it was good. And the texture of the inside gives me that Lindor truffle experience that I've been missing.
I give it 8 out of Timothée Chalamets.
Yeah.
Because I agree with you on the flavor. I still like the flavor. I don't think that the flavor is a gourmet flavor. And Lindor is known for being gourmet chocolate. But I do think it is very good oat milk chocolate.
Yeah, I agree with you.
The extra point that I give it is the presentation, the packaging, the fact that it's a truffle, the fact that it's that little ball. Like, it is participating in something that's very fun.
Yes, and
that
very,
we don't normally get to do, you know?
And like of the season. Yeah. Like this is very seasonal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love it. I would drop these balls in my mouth all New Year's Eve long.
I too would fill my mouth with these balls all New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Well, you're nasty.
Well, happy New Year, Toeheads. oh, gosh.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Becky.
Happy New Year to you, Dave.
Maybe 2023 was the last full year of doing this. You ever think of that? You ever wonder about that?
I never. Not one time.
Maybe. 2024 is the year that we make our first dollar on this podcast. You can go either way. The sky is the limit.
Who knows? Hey.
The sky and the floor are the limit.
If you'd like to help us out in that endeavor, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. It really helps us out. And we just love reading your five-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod. And do us a big favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show. Another way that you can support the show is by picking up some merch. And a big thank you to the Toeheads who have done that. It really is a big help. If you grab yourself a Talkin' Tofu mug, tea, sticker, mouse pad, and more in our Tee Public shop, that's teepublic.com/talkin-tofu. And I am Glue and Glitter on Instagram and Threads, and you can find my recipes at glueandglitter.com.
I'm Line Leader on Threads, Instagram. Line Leader was taken on TikTok.
Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats.
If I could tell you the look that I'm getting right now.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.